If you're just floating through life and you don't have any goals and you're just sort of floating on in until finally one of these days you're going to die and you're just going to get down here to tell you you've missed the point of why God put you in this world.
In the 1930s, a baseball legend emerged in the USA. Over the course of his career, George Babe Ruth amassed such an impressive list of hitting and scoring statistics that he can arguably be labeled the greatest baseball player of all time. But did you know that he also had 1,330 strikeouts? What if he had given up because of such a high number of, quote, failures? The greatest baseball player of all time may have instead been an unknown. Today on In Touch, Charles Stanley reminds us that believers have every reason to be determined to achieve the goals that God sets for us. Regardless of our disappointments or setbacks, our commitment to godly objectives should remain strong. Learn more as Dr. Stanley points out the power of persistence.
Everybody wants to succeed at whatever they're doing in life. In fact, many people talk about they want to succeed, they desire to succeed, they have a real longing to succeed, but you know what? Wishing it and desiring it and longing for it won't make you a success no matter what you're doing. And I think this is probably one of the primary reasons that many people never reach the goals that even God has helped them to set in their life, simply because they start out and the first obstacle they hit, the discouragement comes, and what do? They just want to throw it all overboard and say, well, I guess it wasn't meant for me, and maybe this was just a dream I had, maybe God wasn't in this, and so what do? They simply give up and quit, and they settle for, listen, they settle for far less than God had in mind, because God has a will and a purpose and a plan for your life. And in order for him to do that, he also has goals for you to accomplish and to achieve. And if he has set goals for your life and is willing to enable you to set those goals, then for you to throw them overboard simply because you feel discouraged or because you've had some criticism or you've just sort of given up hope, what you're doing is you're settling for far less than what God has planned and what he has in mind for you. Now, if you're one of those persons who's laid aside your goals and just put them aside and say, well, you know, maybe I was mistaken or it's not worth it, I want to tell you, you don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. You don't have to lay them aside if you're willing to develop this trait that I want to talk about in this message. The title of this message is The Power of Persistence. The Power of Persistence. And I want you to turn, if you will, to a couple of passages of Scripture. You'll recall in this third chapter of Philippians, when Paul is talking about his goal, where he's headed in his relationship with the Lord, is what he says. He talked about his desire to know the Lord and to know him in a very intimate way, in a powerful way. He says in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect or mature, but I'm pressing on. I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said twice, I'm not giving up, I'm not quitting. He said, no, I'm pressing on. He had a desire, he had a goal for his relationship with Christ that would not let him quit, would not let him give up. Well, wouldn't you agree that here's one of God's servants who just said, wait a minute, Lord, you call me to preach and to teach the Word of God and to establish churches? Wait a minute. I've been beaten 3 times. I've been stoned, shipwrecked. In other words, God, enough is enough. I mean, after all, what do you expect of me? How much do you expect of me? How long do you think I can stay encouraged? I mean, after all, look what I've been through. And on and on and on he goes. But you know what? He doesn't say any of that. He just says, here's the things that I have experienced in life. And nowhere does he say, so I think I'll just quit. He doesn't say that. And there's a reason, and I want to show you that in a few moments. Now, let me just say this. If you read the biographies of people who've made any accomplishments in all throughout life, it doesn't make a difference what field it's in. Really made a contribution to life, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find this trait in them. That is the trait of persistence. Now, what in the world is persistence? Well, persistence is an attitude. Persistence is a characteristic. It is a quality trait. It is a very important one because, as we just said, it is to be found in the life of every person who accomplishes or achieves anything. In fact, what it is a combination of two things. Persistence is a combination of strong desire and willpower. It is a combination of strong desire and willpower. So if you and I were to try to define what persistence is, here's what it is. It is the capacity to continue on course in the face of difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement, and not quit. It is the capacity to continue on course in the face of difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement, and refuse to give up. That's what persistence is all about. Quitters never accomplish very much in life. It is people who feel like quitting. It is people who are encouraged to quit. It is people who may look at some reasons and say, there's lots of reasons for me to stop right here and lay this aside, but they don't give up. They don't quit no matter what. In every single field of life, you're going to find the people who've accomplished, the people who've achieved, the people who are really successful in life are the people who refuse to give up. Now, you may say, well, what's this have to do with me because I'm a homemaker and I'm just simply trying to raise my children? Let me ask you a question. Would you not agree, Mom? Would you not agree, Dad, that it takes persistence in raising godly children in an ungodly world, that it takes persistence in hanging in that day after day after day with the mistakes that you make, the failures you feel like you are at times, and the defeats that you oftentimes feel with your kids, and especially when they become teenagers? You think, well, I might as well give up and quit, go do your thing. No, it takes persistence in hanging in there, tenaciously holding on, refusing to give up, refusing to quit, because you have a very definite goal. Now remember, a very biblical definition of success is the achieving of becoming the person that God wants us to be and accomplishing the goals that God would have us set for our life. If you and I are going to become the persons God wants us to be, it's not going to be easy. If we're going to achieve the goals that God has set for our life, it's not going to be easy. It is difficult oftentimes, and we all face discouragement no matter who we are. So when I look at the Apostle Paul and look at his life and see what happened to him, here's what he said. He said, I'm pressing on. I press on, I press on, I press on. Beatings with rods, not going to stop me. Being shipwrecked three times, not going to stop me. Adrift on a board out in the Mediterranean, that's not going to stop me. Being jailed, that's not going to stop me. Going hungry is not going to stop me. Being in danger from robbers and all the rest and all the kinds of things I'm suffering, are they going to stop me? No, I'm not giving up. I'm not stopping. I'm holding on no matter what. Well, the big question comes, and you look at the Apostle Paul's life and look at the lives of other people who have refused to give up, refused to quit no matter what. And oftentimes, people who have come to the place of absolute, seemingly failure in their life, that is the moment their goal got a fresh new spark. A fresh new spark that lit something on the inside of them that caused a whole change in their life. So what the second question is this. First of all, we say that persistence is that capacity to continue on course toward reaching your goal in the face of difficulty, obstacles, and all kinds of discouragement and refuse to give up no matter what. Well, the second most important question here is this, and that is, what is the motivation? What is it that motivates a person to keep on keeping on when everything seems to be so difficult and things seem to be impossible and their goal seems to be beyond their reach? Well, when Paul said it, he said, I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. What is it that kept him pressing on? Here's what kept him pressing on. It was the goal that he sought. It was the goal he longed for. It was the goal that had lit a burning desire on the inside of him. Now think about this. The thing that determines the strength of our persistence is the value we place on that goal. This is why I've said before, if your goals are hazy, foggy, and uncertain, you're not going to have much persistence. They've got to be very definite, very clear. You've got to have a price tag on it. That is, what am I willing to do? What am I willing to give up? What am I willing to suffer? What kind of energy and effort am I willing to put forth in order to reach this goal? Therefore, the value of my goal is going to determine the strength of my persistence. And on the other hand, my persistence is going to reveal the value I place on that goal. If that goal is valuable to me, I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to keep on trying. I'm going to look at failure in the face and say I refuse to accept it. I'm going to look at defeat as something temporary in my life. I'm going to lay that aside, refuse to look back, bury my defeats, resurrect my goal, keep moving on, because I know that my goal is worth going after. It is worth working for. It is worth the effort that it's going to require. And so people oftentimes, once they hit some obstacle, I mean, they're so excited and they're so challenged. It's a new job, or it's this, that, and the other, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden they hit some discouragement or criticism, whatever. They just lay it aside, fold up, and die. That is never the will of God. If God has given you a goal and He has set it before you, you cannot afford to lay it down until you have finished what God has called you to do. So if I should ask you, and I will ask you, what goals in your life are worth the effort, worth the energy of you working at diligently, not going to lay it down no matter what? Do you have a goal or any goals in your life that strong? If not, listen, you've missed something somewhere along the way, because God, who has a plan and a will for your life, He's the one, if you will listen to Him, who will help you set goals for your life, things He wants to accomplish in you, things He wants to accomplish through you, things He wants to do for others because of you. Don't lay down your goals. If you've laid them down, it's because you chose to, not because you had to. So what does it take to reach our goals? It takes persistence. It takes that determination that I'm not giving up because I don't feel like it. I'm not giving up because there's criticism. I'm not giving up because it's not popular. I'm not giving up because things are tough. I'm not giving up because there are no funds. I'm not giving up because somebody doesn't like it. I'm not giving up because of this, that, and the other. I'm not giving up, period. Now somebody says, but now wait a minute, hold it. What about these verses like, for example, Psalm 46 that says, cease striving. And what about the verse that says in Psalms also, rest in the Lord. Now how do you make these two compatible, resting in the Lord, cease striving, and on the other hand, persisting, that is, in spite of all the difficulty and the obstacles and the hardship and the pain, you're moving on and you refuse to give up. Well, certainly, it may appear on the surface that there's a contradiction, but there's not. Because, watch this. Because in our persistence, we are to do what? In our persistence, we're not holding on in our own strength and, you know, with our own energy, we're going to make it work. No. Listen, we are following the direction of our Lord. We are trusting in His divine sovereignty. We are trusting in His divine energy. We're not giving up. We're not surrendering. We're not throwing in the towel. We're not tossing it overboard, because we're trusting Almighty God to enable us to hang in there until He accomplishes His goal in our life. Resting in Him, ceasing striving, is all a matter of trust. It is trusting in the living God. And certainly we will not say to Jesus, when you were just struggling and striving, no. He was trusting the Father. Even in Gethsemane, when his soul was torn asunder, he was trusting the Father. When the Apostle Paul was going through all these difficulties, and he said, above all, there's the pressure of the church. What was he doing? How do you think he survived all of that? Trusting in Almighty God. He refused to give up and trusted God would help him to reach his goal. So when we think about what the motivation is, I have to ask you, do you have a goal? Now, this is something you need to take seriously. Don't let this one go by and say, well, I'll think about that some other time. Do you have a single goal in your life? Or more than one goal in your life? Something that you really believe with all of your heart, you must accomplish, you desire to accomplish, you need to accomplish in your life. You believe God would have you to do that. Is it crystal clear? Is it definite? Is it something that you can get excited about? Listen, if you're just floating through life and you don't have any goals, you don't have any determination, and you're just sort of floating on in until finally one of these days you're going to die and you're just going to get there. I'm here to tell you, you've missed the point of why God put you in this world. He didn't put any of us here to float through life, but rather that your life and my life would make a difference in somebody else's life, that we would accomplish the goals that He set for us. And God has goals for every single believer. And whether you're 21 or whether you're 95, doesn't make a better difference. God has no place and no time in our life where we just sit around and just fumble through life and say, well, you know, just take it easy. I'm going to, you know, work my 8 hours a day and come home and eat and watch TV the rest of the night, get up, do that 5 days a week, weekend, I'll just take it easy. Listen, nothing meaningful, no goal, nothing you're working toward, nothing to accomplish, nothing to achieve. Let me ask you a question. At what age does the Bible say you stop serving God? Doesn't say it. At what age does it say relax? Doesn't say it. At what age does it say just take it easy from now on? Listen, at what point does it say give up and quit? Just throw in the towel, give up and quit. At no point. God has something very definite for every single one of us. Now, so we've said, first of all, what is persistence? We've answered that. And what's the motivation? You have to decide what that motivation is in your life. But the third very important question is this. And that is, why is persistence such an absolute essential element in your life and my life if we're going to accomplish our goals? What makes this so important? Why is it so important? Well, I think there are a couple of reasons it's extremely important. And when you think about what happens when you and I set out to reach some goal in our life, something always happens. So when we ask the question, why is persistence so vital? Simply this. Because defeats, failures, mistakes, delays are an inevitable part of every single one of our lives. It doesn't make any difference what you do. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to sin at times. We're going to have moments or periods of failure. We are going to suffer events. We're going to be defeated in this event or that one. So that's inevitable. So because we live in a fallen world. So the question is, well, why is persistence so important? Because if I don't understand how to deal with those, I'm going to give up. And persistence, I believe, certainly has an answer to that. For example, as we said, as you look back in history or look around you today, the people who are accomplishing and achieving are people who are hanging in there and doing it. And they're working at it. It's the difference between people who have a goal that's burning on the inside of them and people who just don't have any. They just want to get through life. They just want to retire. Listen, if you're one of those persons and says, you say, well, I'm just, what's your goal in life? My goal is to retire. My friend, please, 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 bury that one and start with something new. Because that is not a worthy goal. Now, if your goal is to be able to finish your work in this area in order that you can accomplish this goal or that, that's one thing. But if your goal is simply to live and to work and to finish out those last years so you can retire on a good income and just relax and take it easy the rest of your life, if the burning goal of your life is to retire, you've missed it. Listen, you are worthy of greater goals than that. God has higher goals for you than that. And here's what you're going to find if you read and just look around you and think about what's happened in life. You and I are living a better life today, and it's much easier for us because of people in our past who didn't give up when they faced great, great trials and heartaches. Well, let me just mention a few of them, and I want to start with one that we all, of course, know, and that's Christopher Columbus, who is certainly credited with discovering America. Listen to what was said about him. Now, here's a man who certainly did not have it easy, and everybody was not on his side. Listen to this. Columbus was dismissed as a fool from court after court, but he pushed his pursuit against an incredulous and ridiculing world. Rebuffed by kings, scorned by queens, he did not swerve a hair's breadth from the overmastering purpose which dominated his soul. The words, New World, were graven upon his heart, and reputation, ease, pleasure, position, life itself, if need be, must be sacrificed. Threats, ridicule, ostracism, storms, leaky vessels, mutiny of sailors could not shake his mighty purpose. And today, because that man persisted in spite of all the obstacles that he faced, we live in the greatest nation on earth. Suppose he'd listened to his sailors. Suppose he listened to the queens and the kings. And suppose he said, you know, I don't have to get out here and get scurvy and die out here at sea somewhere. Suppose he'd have said any of those things. No, something burned within him. Something absolutely captivated him. He had a goal that he was not willing to sacrifice no matter what the cost. and every single one of us has profited from it. Well, let's move on up through history a little bit. What about all of us enjoy light bulbs? Who's responsible? Edison. 10,000 times, he said, he failed. But he became the most notable inventor in American history. You say, well, look how intelligent, what a wise and educated man he was. Do you know how much formal schooling he had? Less than 3 months. Less than 3 months he went to school. So if you're one of those persons and you've said, well, you know, I'll never amount to anything because I don't have a college education or high school education. Well, is that right? You can't use that for an excuse. Because listen, if you have a God-given goal and you have enough persistence, you can reach your goal. And God's not going to give you a goal that he doesn't want you to reach. Listen, history is full of people who came to the most difficult, dire circumstances. And what did they do? They refused to give up, refused to accept their poverty, refused to accept their circumstance in their situation, refused and decided they were going to do something different. And I want to say to you, my friend, whether you're a teenager and living in poverty in a ghetto somewhere, or whether you are an elderly person, it doesn't make any difference where you are. Don't give in. Listen, don't give up no matter what. You are somebody in the eyes of God. Don't give in to what people tell you you cannot do. Don't surrender your goals and surrender your dreams. Don't listen, don't let Satan and sin absolutely destroy your life because you think you don't have a chance and you got the bottom end of this deal and life's just treated you wrongly. You can change every bit of that if you will trust the living God. Don't give up and don't quit no matter who you are.
Charles Stanley made it clear that God doesn't want any of us to quit in life. You know, the Lord has given us His Holy Spirit to enable us to achieve the goals that He helps us set. So keep your eye on your objective, and then trust the Lord to work out the details. God's power is free to flow through the life of anyone who has a right relationship with Him and who walks in obedience and faith. That kind of life is initiated through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Our mission at In Touch Ministries is to point people to that lifestyle. If you need some instruction and encouragement to continue reaching for that kind of consistent life, then the In Touch magazine is just for you. This free publication features articles by Charles Stanley that concentrate on how to apply scriptural principles. In addition, you'll find a brief daily devotional feature that will help you focus your attention on Christ. The subscription is yours free. So just mention the In Touch magazine when you write. Our address is In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Once again, that's In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. You can also contact us on the internet at intouch.org. Do you stick to your goals, or are you prone to give up easily? Well, if you need help in developing a spirit of persistence, then be sure to join Dr. Stanley Monday. When he returns, he'll give some practical steps in setting and attaining godly goals. Join us. The teaching of Charles Stanley is touching the world with a passion for God and compassion for people. A presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, USA.